KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The extra police and National Guard troops who were sent into Baltimore after rioting broke out last week are no longer in place. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's lifted the state of emergency that he declared in the city after rioting last week.
All National Guard, state police, and other police personnel, and all the assets that we brought in have now been removed from the city.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Loretta Lynch is considering a request from the city's mayor for a federal probe of the way the city's police department is operated and whether officers have discriminated or used excessive force. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league will continue its efforts to protect the integrity of the game and promote fair play. He spoke after the release of an NFL investigation into what's become known as Deflategate. AP correspondent Eddie Pels reports NFL investigators are fairly sure two New England Patriots workers deflated footballs in the AFC Championship game, and the quarterback Tom Brady was generally aware of what was going on.
Between the text messages that were sent and the fact that the balls right before the AFC title game disappeared for a minute and a half with an equipment man into a bathroom gives them every reason to believe that the deed was done.
Text messages between two team employees indicated that Brady had asked that the balls be deflated below the level required under league rules. Brady has said he never made that request. Forecasters say at least one weak tornado has touched down in southwestern Oklahoma. Severe weather had been expected in the region and throughout the Great Plains. One school district kept students after school as a precaution. More tornadoes and hail are possible tonight. This is AP Radio News. There's a plea in the case of a man accused of stalking an Oscar-winning actress.
Joshua Corbett has pleaded not guilty to charges that he got into Sandra Bullock's home last June. The intrusion forced Bullock to hide in her closet and make a 15-minute 911 call to help authorities find her. Corbett, who is 39, was arrested inside the house. Later, authorities found a cache of illegal weapons, including machine guns and an assault weapon at his home. He had no guns, however, when he was arrested at Bullock's home. While in custody, the suspect has been undergoing mental health evaluations. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Al Jazeera America News Network has ousted its chief executive. The Little Watch Network suffers from key defections and a lawsuit charging an employee with anti-Semitism. Other top executives quit earlier this week, and two others left last week. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.